will you just stall it, like?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going?
All right. All right, what's the crack with you? Do you know what episode this is? 159.
It's episode 160.
159 now.
Ah, 160, man.
Oh, that 159 was the last one. Is 160 after 159?
That's the way it usually goes.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get you now.
Yeah.
You fucking dope, yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about a big mad conspiracy around Joe's travels on being late to the podcast.
There's no conspiracy. We'll be talking about why I sound the way I sound right now. Pretty horse. There's a horse.
There's a horse stuck in his throat.
Yep. I was at the Galway Film Fla. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And
my hoover broke.
Tragic.
Oh, it's a good half an hour in that, I tell you.
Tragic.
Stick around if you like listening to people talk about hoovers.
And game show prizes. We talk about mad game show prizes. Things, the weirdest things that have ever been given as a prize on game.
What was one of them without giving the main one away?
Cabbage.
Yeah.
A load of cabbage.
People were giving heads of cabbage as prizes. I'd have a bit of that.
It's a good episode.
But they'd be all farting.
Oh, smelly. Smelly prize.
Yeah, we got on with it then.
Come on.
It's like a morgue in here.
Why?
It's freezing.
It's fucking cold. It's chilly.
And I'm in a t-shirt. Absolutely freezing. And I'm in shorts. Very brazen of me.
Bold.
Very bold.
Do I sound sexy? Is that sexy?
You sound like you're at that smoking every brand of cigarettes over the last 2 days.
I had a packet of Marlboro for breakfast.
You ate them?
Yeah, straight, yeah.
With a bit of milk, yeah. It's nice, actually.
Oh, God.
They're lovely in a lasagna. Bit of tobacco in it.
I don't know what happened. It's been like this for the last 3 days.
Sounds like someone boxed you in the throat.
Feels like it as well. That sounded okay. Sometimes it comes back. What is a voice? Why can't I just talk? Doesn't make any sense.
Did you ring the doctor? The day doc?
No, I'm going to have to do that.
Can we Google if it's possible that you can never retain your voice?
You could lose it for good, yeah.
Fuck off.
If you were a singer,
rare
you'd have
cases.
To...
Chronic laryngitis is one that it would not come back.
Okay. If you were a singer, you'd have to cancel your tour. Mm.
Like Billie Eilish. Do I kind of sound like Billie Eilish?
No.
It's bad.
So Joe was in Galway.
Pitching a tent.
What time were we due in here this morning?
10:30.
What time did Joe arrive in the building?
12:15-ish.
And what was Joe's... What's the official version of events?
The magic bullet theory. There was no bullet.
The
official story.
Yeah, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've come back sounding like this. Go on.
Of a flat tire.
Uh-huh.
And we had to wait until somebody came out, like a repair service. We didn't have a spare tire in the car. A real man had to come with a new tire to swap it out.
And
it took a while.
How much was that?
I don't know, more. No, the insurance covered it.
And while you were on the way back, you were giving us the occasional update, and then you text us and say, oh, I'm still on the road, and we asked you where you were, and you said you're at Houston. And Darren walks into the room and says, he's on the train.
He's on the train.
So what we did was, we opened up the Irish Rail website, and there was a train from Galway leaving at 9:30, and arriving in Houston at... I think about 12. And we look back at your messages. And the one telling us you had a flat tire was at 9:29. When you would have, in theory.
It's one of them things that he's going to say to me in a year. I was on the train.
Yeah. You would have been sitting down waiting for the train to leave and thought, yeah, this probably isn't going to have me in the studio in an hour. So you send that text. And then as you're getting to Houston, I think it would have been about 10 minutes before the train arrived.
Owen went into great detail.
This is
really a great deed. Oh, I couldn't have done it.
Well, there were other parties involved in this discussion who wanted us to ring around.
Yeah, Mr. Go-Loud. Mr. Go-Loud was.
Wanted to ring.
Daddy Go-Loud.
Every mechanic in Galway and see if they had a call out this morning. I can only say, Joe, your reputation precedes you.
I know, it's scary. Mm. It's scary. I wasn't on a train.
I believe you. Many wouldn't, but I believe you.
You I know you believe.
The first person to suggest it was a lie.
I believe him now.
I'm very convincing.
Man, when you showed up sounding like that, I didn't say less.
It's a very untrustworthy voice. So I was doing a pitching competition down at Galway. There was 10 people pitching ideas. And it was on the Sunday. And my voice is gone. It sounds a lot better now than it was yesterday. And that's when I was fucking pitching. And I'm standing on the bleeding lectern and I'm talking about, it's a dark comedy about drugs and shit like that. And the two judges are American. And then at the end of it, like everyone else got, wow, really like that. That was a really nice pitch. That was so interesting. Like I can see how the world opens up and giving it the bleeding large one. And then I got up sounding like a bleeding, I don't know what. And talking about like drugs and addiction and stuff like that, and you only have 90 seconds as well to pitch the idea, and then you have a Q&A afterwards with the judges, and the judges said, it says here in the brief that it's a comedy, and I was like, yeah, it's not funny. I'm like, yeah, well, it doesn't come across as funny in the
dark comedy.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy, like, so the humour is in the characters, it's in the dialogue, it's in the situations and stuff. What I'm giving you is the storyline here, like I'm giving you the plot and the premise of the film, but like it is funny. And he's like, I don't think like it's too dark a subject matter for it to be funny. And I was like, oh no, it can be, like. And then I drew comparisons to like Adam and Paul, which is really dark but also really funny, and they were like, what the fuck is Adam and Paul?
Really?
No, he didn't say that, but I'm assuming they didn't know what Adam and Paul was, because it was like the fucking head of HBO, and like that's somewhat a fella, but he was the big deal, the big dick. Was this fella from HBO, and I got a roasting off them. We were doing a workshop the day before, like all 10 of us were getting together and we were pitching to each other and we were giving advice to like what to change, what to add in and stuff like that. And then we'd get up and we'd pitch the 90 seconds, like we take turns pitching in front of everyone then. And there was a girl and her feedback to me was, there's some Americans on the panel, so I think you should tone down your accent a little bit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, all right, okay, yeah, take it on. Like, and I'm raging, I didn't say, what the fuck are you talking about? Tone down me accent. Like, Jesus Christ. This is me accent. Like, what is a toned down version of this?
It's like someone telling you to stop speaking English.
Change your accent. Like, it's mad. It's just mad. And so it's about heroin. And this person dies of a heroin overdose.
Pretty dark.
And there's a heroin epidemic and stuff like that. It is pretty dark. I was like, so I think I said the heroin. One of the pieces of feedback was, your woman says to me, you said heroin quite a bit. And we know that it's a dark story, so you don't need to keep saying heroin. And I was like, did I say heroin? I don't think I said heroin once in it. And then she's like, yeah, you did. And then I was like, oh, no, I was saying heroin, like the drug that you pull in your body. Like, and she was like, oh, so the whole time she thought I was saying like heroin, like a hard story. Do you know what I mean?
Heroin, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
harrowing.
Fuck's sake. It's a bleeding disaster. It's a disaster of a bleeding pitch. There were some good ideas. It was an interesting process. I never had to do anything like that. I was fucking...
I wouldn't be able for that.
Scary.
Would not be able to do that presentation, to be honest with you. So hats off. Did you meet anyone famous?
There's a few famous people down there, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Who?
Brian Cox. Fuck off.
Who was down there? The actor from Succession, amongst other things.
Irish?
Scottish.
I never seen that show.
He got like a recognition award. He got like the Galway Hooker Award. But he was there and he done like a talk and stuff. But I was out one of the nights and Robert Sheehan was there.
Was he?
And I was over schmoozing with him. Hey, damn Robert, this is probably a weird one. But you done comedy sketches years ago in LA, the most obscure comedy sketches ever. Like, it was so weird to see him in these sketches. I was saying, he's like, fuck off, did you see them? I was like, yeah. It was like years ago, like old shit. And I was saying, you should do more comedy and stuff. It's like, oh, I'd love to, man. Love to. Hit me up. Like, all right, Robert.
Yeah,
I'll hit you up.
Did you get his number?
Got his little email. Got his digits.
Did you?
Yeah. We got a...
He's in the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? That's a comedy.
That's a comedy, yeah. He's in lots of comedies, no?
Kneecap are down there. Doing the whole thing where the...
Were you chatting to them?
No. No, they didn't stick around. The award ceremony was on last night and it won 3 awards, but they weren't there to collect it. But the guy who wrote and produced it is an Englishman.
Yeah.
And they said that we'll only make this with you if you learn Irish. So apparently he went off and got his fauna. Is that what it's called? The fauna? If you learn Irish, you get like a badge.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Gaeltacht, like if you do it in the Gaeltacht. You get a fauna. And so he went and he done that and he got his fauna. But he won Best Irish Language Film. And then he gave a speech. He's very English, very British. And England were playing last night. And then he goes, oh, and by the way, up England. And then got off the stage. I was like, this cheeky bastard. He just made a film Irish.
A kneecap film.
Yeah. Yeah. And then says up England at the Galway Film Festival. Like, read the room, man. Jesus Christ.
It's coming home.
Yeah. It fucking bleeding grey time in Spain won. It's like, yes. Yes. Get in there, Spain.
I heard you're famous now.
I don't know if I put it that way.
I heard you're known.
I was spotted, yeah.
What do you mean spotted?
And how would someone spot you? Like, obviously, from they knew you from this podcast.
Mm. Well, I was in a pub after a Shelburne match.
No, and, football talk. Could you take that back and just say you're in a pub?
And some chap comes up to me and says, are you on from the Solid Podcast? My first response, maybe a little hostile, because I was very thrown off. And I was like, yeah, how did you know that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I was at the live show. I was like, oh, no, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Because as you know, I'm very careful not to be seen.
Did he get a photo with you?
He asked for a photo and yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
And how did you feel?
I think I probably looked a bit rude in it because I'm not used to that stuff. So I was like kind of, I didn't turn around fully. I wasn't like trying to be rude. I was smiling at it and all. And he was a sound chap. Luke's his name.
How are you, Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Won't be able to go to the shop anymore.
No, I don't like the shop.
You don't like the shop?
Yeah.
You still have to go for your shopping.
I was like, this is the life of Darren.
You do the shopping.
Yeah.
Do you? Isn't that mad?
That he does shopping?
Yeah.
Imagine seeing him shopping.
If I seen him with a trolley in a supermarket, I'd be like, get out of town.
Would you?
Fucking surreal, yeah. Yeah, it would be surreal.
This is like, well, very recently, I mentioned to Terrence that I drove somewhere and he almost fell out of his chair going, you drive.
I had the same reaction when you said that you drove.
What do you think I do? I think I just, when you leave, I just like power down and fall asleep.
I just always pitch it on a train.
I get the train. This is exactly the problem with Terrence. I get the train to work. And himself and Terrence, in their brains, that means I only get the train everywhere, anywhere.
I just pitch it on a bus or a train or, yeah, Lewis or something.
Public transport.
And now you've said that you go to a supermarket?
Yeah.
But
I can imagine him on a train, but I can't imagine him waiting for a train.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him standing on the platform, like, just doing nothing.
Yeah. I just can't see him. Like, do you have a shopping list? Or do you just go in and say, what do you want this week?
Do you have a strategy?
No.
You just go in and just get what you want?
I do some of the shopping online and then the bits I can't get online.
Online? Groceries online?
Yeah, you should try it sometime. I put on socks in the morning, is that?
Ah, no, that'd be pretty basic.
Yeah. You're okay with that.
Shaving. Beware to see you shaving. You shave your head.
I do, yeah.
I think that would be a
I can understand that, yeah. He was at a Shells match once and I was there with my mates just, you know, enjoying my Friday night and just being there. And you could tell Joe was kind of just looking at me going, what is this?
The match was in front of me, but I kept just kind of like looking behind.
Like, it's a bit odd.
There he is.
He's socialising.
He's still fucking there. He's still... I'd follow you around the supermarket to see what you get.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'd say you get the multi-pack of Cadbury's.
The good stuff.
Do you?
That's Halloween chocolate.
Do you not get them?
No. Do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Pretty handy. Little variety pack.
Do you get the name brand crisps or the Normal, just the cheap. You don't get crisps.
Only crisps anymore, no.
For sake.
At all.
The odd time I would. Like, Jesus.
I'd say you're a king, man. 12 pack of king.
Ferocious content.
I think people would be amazed at these questions.
Would you have a pot noodle?
Would you have a bowl of coke noodles? Or a pot of coke noodles? So, one last one. Would you make a Sunday dinner?
No.
On a Sunday? Like a roast?
Don't do that. Don't do roasts.
At all?
No.
What would you have on a Sunday?
It would just be another day. I wouldn't make a special event.
Like, that's the only thing you can eat on a Sunday is a roast.
I wouldn't have every Sunday, but I'd do it like the odd time.
You do a roast?
Yeah.
For you and Amy?
Yeah.
What are you cooking?
What am I cooking?
Yeah.
I had pork there last Sunday.
Borderline roast now. That's very fancy.
I had pork, roast potatoes, some cauliflower and cheese.
That's not a roast.
Pork carrots. And cheese in a roast. That's not a roast.
A Sunday dinner.
Yeah, well, I'll rephrase it.
Not a Sunday roast, a Sunday dinner. Meat and veg and roasties and that.
Give it a mass in the morning too, do you?
Yeah. Aye, sure, why not? Could you picture me a mass? But that's something that you couldn't picture me doing.
That would be mad. That would be
defensive now. Look at this.
Because you're going at me because I can't believe that you go to a fucking supermarket.
We all roasted on for about 20 minutes and he says one thing about you and you flip the lid.
Cheese at your roast.
Cauliflower cheese, fucking.
Yeah, but not with a roast.
That's fancy shit.
That's good shit. From M&S as well.
Of course.
Oh, so you don't put the cheese on yourself? It's just like...
That's just it. Like, put it in the oven.
Actually, if I saw him in M&S, that would freak me out. And I know you go...
I was in there yesterday. Got
I know you
around.
Go there, so I shouldn't be surprised. But if I saw you looking through the fancy stuff, I'd stop. I'd follow you.
Sure, I was in there yesterday and I seen someone I know and he came up right beside me while I was looking at like the 3 for 12 section, you know, like the lasagnas and stuff like that. He just came up and just went... That good influence on money, what? I just went, oh, Jesus, what's the story? Like, you're paying you well, is it? Like, you're fucking in here as well.
Anyway, yeah.
I shop as well, though.
I could see you doing that.
I met you furniture shopping once.
That's right.
Yeah. You said that before, yeah?
Yeah,
that's right.
Where was that?
Swords. Airside.
That is mad. Because I remember you saying that in the podcast, and I was saying, I wouldn't be able to comprehend that interaction at all. Would you wear shorts?
I wore shorts yesterday.
All day. No. No.
All day.
No.
Oh my God.
What about the beach? Do you?
No, I hate the beach.
I can't imagine I'm in Spain like.
No.
Imagine being on holidays in Tenerife and you're walking around and you look over to the beach and he's there sunbathing.
I would feel exactly see that. The same like about
that,
you too.
I could see that.
Sunbathing. No. You too.
What would you do if you're seeing me and him in the aquatic centre?
Together?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Just together, like?
Yeah.
On a Saturday
morning. Either of you did. If you were doing it together, it would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
If you're doing it on your own, I'd be more freaked out. If the two of you were in Marks and Spencer's together.
That'd be fucking weird. I'd even be like, what the fuck are we doing here together?
Why are we here? What's going on? Like, are we shopping together or did we just both happen to be here?
What the fuck? I don't know, but we're all here now. And then they'll be in the attic in about 3 years and I'll just move on to the next thing. Probably collect dildos or something.
Nice, nice. There's lots of them. Lots of them.
I've got a little list here. The 10 weirdest game show prizes. Do you want to hear them?
I would love to.
Let's go.
High Rollers was a show in the 70s in the US, hosted by Alex Trebek. And somebody once won a $10,000 fishbowl.
Jesus.
Didn't include...
Like a tank, like?
Didn't include fish. I think it was just a bowl, like an old school goldfish bowl style.
But 10,000 euros?
10,000 euros.
How would it be worth that?
The UK children's game show Cracker Jack would very often just give the winning players loads of cabbage.
Class.
Deadly.
Mm.
Just heads of cabbage?
And very big ones.
Boy.
Giant heads of cabbage. Don't know. In 1993, no, that one's boring. It's just a pinball machine. There was a UK show called Runway from the late 80s. There was three contestants. And the aim was to guess the year that the other contestants were born by figuring out the clues. And there were clues like the front page of the newspaper from the day that contestant was born, and the others would try and figure it out.
That given
the losers took home a copy of the newspaper from the day they were born.
If they're told the day they're born, how, like, do you just know what age they are then, no?
No, say the three of us were here in that game, and someone would show up a newspaper of the day you were born, and we just have to look at the stories in it and see if we can figure out when that would have been.
The specific date?
Mm.
That's hard.
Well, I don't know how to get the exact date, but the year.
Is that to do with crisps or anything?
Ready, Steady, Cook just give people a plate with their own logo on it.
That's all. And money?
Sure, Countdown give out teapots.
Teapots?
Do when I get a teapot.
And money?
No. Just a teapot.
What?
Yeah.
Like the celebrity one?
No, just normal Countdown.
So they're just doing it for the crack to be on Countdown?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd never do anything like that if it was for the teapot.
There was a show called Let's Make a Deal over in America, and there was lots of weird prizes. One of them was a live goat. That picture looks like a llama, not a goat. There was a game show in Pakistan where the presenter presented babies who I can only presume were orphans or abandoned. I don't know. Didn't have their own parents. They were given as a surprise to couples who were competing on the show.
What the fuck? Congratulations, here's a baby.
To keep, like?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Wow. It was run by this guy, Amir Hussein, who, like, he had been reading from CNN. There, they say he has been described as a religious scholar, TV megastar, and even a sex symbol. And the show would be on for 7 hours a day when it ran.
7 hours a day?
It's Pakistan's version of The Price is Right. People in the audience answer religious questions. 500 people in the audience. And prizes will be like motorbikes, microwaves, washing machines, fridges.
And babies.
Part of it, he would discuss religion with children in a garden full of rabbits, snakes and goats. And yet the babies given away were found by a charity who they receive about 15 abandoned babies a month. What they did back at the time. This is for 10 years ago. They would find babies abandoned on the street. Oh, God. So the charity said, well...
This took a very dark turn.
Yeah, but then the charity would say, well, someone needs to give these kids a home.
So they'd give them away on a game show?
Yep. There you go.
When was that?
What the fuck?
2013.
2013?
There was a lot of criticism within Pakistan of this. People were saying this is completely wrong.
That's so bizarre. But presumably they wanted the babies in the first place.
Yeah, well, the article I read there said they're surprised by it, but I'm guessing...
Morally, the correct thing is just like adopt a child rather than like present them on a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking weird. Really, that is bizarre, man. I feel like you stumbled across an incredible documentary there.
Probably is a documentary on it, actually.
That is mental. Ollie's birthday party is coming up on the weekend and I have to dress up for a Superman. Oh no, Spider-Man.
You've done that before, haven't you?
No.
Have you got the costume?
Yeah, more about it online.
What's a good one?
Iron Man version.
Of Spider-Man? With the tentacles and all?
No, it's like, has gold trimming and stuff like that.
Is it like a morph suit?
Yeah. With muscles on.
That's not safe, Ben.
I'm not looking forward to it. I'm cringing so bad. So fucking bad.
I'm sure you could have just rented a Spider-Man to come out to the gaff.
Yeah.
For probably cheaper.
Pay for it. No.
150 or something.
Is there a plan for, like, is there a scenario where you're going to have to jump out and say, oh, Spider-Man, or is it just you're going to be around the house all day?
Shaking hands and all?
I'm not going to do it all day. I think I'll just, like, slip off quietly, go upstairs, throw on the costume and jump around. Hey, Oliver. Happy birthday. Friend, I can't even do a cartwheel. I can't do anything. Like, I think Spider-Man's a terrible idea because I can't spin webs. I can't do flips.
Yeah.
If you're Superman or Batman, just pose, walk around just and pose, yeah.
But Spider-Man, like, you at least have to crawl a wall.
Yeah. Like, get on the roof. I'll be stuck on the
roof. Hey, Oliver, look, I'm up on the roof. Hey, it's me, Spider-Man. Hey. Hey, Oliver.
He's just up at the chimney. And he falls off. And he's like, da?
Hey, look, I'm on top of the car, Oliver.
I know two lads who, for a laugh at sessions before, used to have this habit of going up on the roof of semi-detached house and bumping to the next door neighbor's house.
Why?
When they had a few drinks on them?
Yeah, they'd just be like, oh, we do it again. And they go up into the attic and get out onto the roof and just make the jump across the gap to the next gap. And then, I don't know.
I remember Big Soff after the Shilling one night. He was a fan of going up the road singing. And like, he'd sing like fucking really loud, like, and it'd be rock tunes and that, like Queen and all. And we're walking up Air Road, it was about fucking 3 a.m. We were about like 19 or something. And he's like, even flow falls away. Now that, I think it's Pearl Jam or something. And he's like screaming at the top of his lungs. And this fella comes out of the gap for the golf club. And he starts swinging it like around. Jeez. I have a fucking kid in bed and all this. Like, he was right and saying it like and coming out. But he like swung a golf club at us.
Jesus. Yeah. For singing.
For singing Even Flow.
God. That's hilarious.
There you go.
Pearl Jam, 3 a.m. in Finglas.
Oh, every fucking Saturday night.
Well, no wonder your man came out of every Saturday night this was happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I never sang. I was just like saying, ah, Sophia manager, ah, that's your gas, man.
What would you sing?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really long, complicated song to sing.
It was like a 7-minute walk, so.
On your own? Or would you get Soph to join in?
Oh, we'd be all doing it, yeah.
After
that golf club incident, we just stopped, though. But like,
Or just took a different route.
Yeah.
Sang a longer song. 2 songs now.
There you go.
That's gas. I used to sing The Old Triangle. That's a song you can shout. It's like, and the old triangle went jenga. And you can shout it. And we must have done. Nobody came out chasing us with golf clubs, but it must have been very fucking annoying.
There's kids on my road that carry an amp around.
Oh, yeah.
And play tunes from their phone onto the amp. And last night, they were like outside me gaff. Like dancing and shit with an amp at like 10:15. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
would you be tempted to say something?
Just go out and just say, yeah, go home. Like,
go out and dance with them.
Imagine.
Play a bit of Queen for fuck's sake.
They were good though. I was going to show them a fiver. Then Amy was like, no, they'll come back.
Yeah. Or onlookers might think
something weird has happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's giving them kids €5 because they're all dancing outside his house. We'll
more,
be weird.
Do more. Do it again.
Do a floss and I'll give you 15.
We're jumping across.
I feel like I have to fucking carry this episode.
Yeah, your man over here is half a host.
He's blazing.
That's fucking good shit. That's good shit.
You told us you had loads of great stories from Galway. I haven't heard anything apart from schmoozing with Robert Sheehan.
Yet. I was doing some serious schmoozing. I was at one of the...
Oh, actually, sorry. You getting torn apart by the judging panel. That was good.
Did you like that? Yeah.
And Nelson the same vein?
Yeah, you like that Broden Shroyden or whatever the fuck it is. I was at a bunch of short films. Like, they're all in blocks. So like, for 1 hour, you go in and you'll watch whatever, 6 or 7 short films. And I went in and... It was like 2 films into it and the fire alarm went off and everyone thought, oh, here we fucking go, blading, ruining the films and stuff. But there was actually a fire.
Was there?
Yeah, in a sold out in the town hall theatre. Like
a blaze?
Sold out. The main block, like the Screen Ireland Focus Shorts block, all the Focus Shorts were on and there was a fire in the town hall.
Big blaze, like?
No, well, I don't know. We don't
or was it
know.
Just like a napkin?
It was in the back somewhere. But like everyone was just kind of petering out, like leaving. And they thought it was just kind of protocol. But then people were like, come on, let's go. There's actually a fire. And it was like, oh, fuck, let's get the fuck out of here.
Jeez.
Like fire, big head and everything came. It's kind of scary, but exciting as well. Because no one got hurt. So you can say that.
Could have been worse.
Could have been. I was scared.
Did you start the fire?
They wouldn't let me in. So I says, well, you can all burden.
Jesus.
No, they didn't. I don't know what the fuck it was. I started it. And then Moira snuck in afterwards because a few people, she couldn't get a ticket. So when everyone came out, some people left, and then she just, and then when they put the fire out, everyone went back in, and then she snuck in as well.
She got in for nothing.
Bunked in.
Is there fans of that?
Yeah.
What else do you have to do? You're down there and you're going to have to try, aren't you?
Got a free breakfast as well.
How did that happen?
It was in the hotel. And we weren't staying in the hotel. We only stayed in the hotel on the last night. But we went into the hotel for breakfast because I was doing the pitching competition. That's where it was on. And I went in to get a breakfast and it was a buffet, like, you know. But your man says it's €25 a head. I was like, fucking hell, for a bit of breakfast.
50 quid for two.
Yeah. But I was starving. And we went in and we got the breakfast. And then we were leaving. And the fella who told us, like, that was €25 a head, we went up to him and he was like, was everything okay? And I was like, yeah, yeah, it was lovely, thanks. And then he was like, okay, thank you. And he didn't ask for money. And so I just turned and walked away. What do you think of that? Free dinner, free brekkie.
That's very bold.
You stole breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone knows
was
now.
Is this before or after you were torn apart by the judging panel?
This was before.
Yeah, you see? Karma's catching up with you.
Yeah. I think we're even now. I've had a bad 2 weeks. I feel like Karma's even.
Had just about enough for you now.
Oh, yeah. And then the flat tire. And, and losing my voice. And fucking, yeah. Been fucking.
And you were in a fire.
I was talking to somebody down there at the pub, at one of the pubs, and he was a writer. And we were getting on well, like, you know, but he kept talking about debt. And I was like, oh, I don't really talk about debt. It gives me anxiety, you know, when I'm like, whoa, when I think of like the fucking stuff in your chest and taking your eyeballs out and all, I'm like, bah, it's going to fucking happen to all of us and it's horrible. I hate it. I get such genuine anxiety about it. And then he was like, no way. And then he's like, that's crazy because, like, my daughter's an embalmer. And then he started talking about, like, the embalming process. And I was like, stop. And he thought I was, like, messing. But, like, he kept talking about it. And I was like, oh, I can't. I have to go. And so I just walked away. And Moira was still sitting there with him, like, you know. I just walked away and I went outside. And because I was, like, having a fucking panic attack. That's the shit, that, like, talking about it. And he was like, oh, fuck. I didn't know he was, like, really that serious about it. You must be like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Jeez, I do hate it though.
Boy.
It's awful.
It is. It's just, it's sick that happens. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That you're going to be put in a fridge for days. And, ugh, I kill.
Always watching all them fucking YouTube videos again about the universe.
Oh, were you? Going down the rabbit hole?
Amy was curious. I was like, no, you need to watch this fucking video on YouTube. And it's just like the comparison of all the planets and all the stars and how small. Oh, it's like the same feeling. It's the exact same feeling you're saying.
Yeah.
Where you'd have to leave a room.
Yeah.
And assess yourself.
Shake it. Sometimes I'd be lying in bed and, like, you know, your head just starts thinking of shit. And I'll have to sit up in bed because my head will be thinking about what's going to happen in a few years. And I'll just go, ooh, ah.
And would you make that noise?
I would. I'd sit up and I'd do it.
And would Marty be like, what the fuck?
Thinking about death again, are you, Joe? Yeah, babe. It's going to happen.
Amy said I keep waking her up in her sleep. From her sleep.
Why, doing what, snoring?
Shouting. Just, she told me the other night that I just went, here, come on, you, are you right? In my sleep, like. And I can't remember it at all. And it's fucking scary, like. Like, why the fuck is that happening?
I think there's apps that you can get that, like,
record. Track your sleep.
Do you track your sleep, but do you record you when you start saying stuff? So you should get that.
Come on, you, are you right there? Yeah. But, like, shouting.
And that actually wakes her up, like.
Ah, yeah.
Jesus.
Sure, if you were fucking asleep and someone's in the room shouting, you'd wake up.
Yeah.
She doesn't wake up to her fucking alarm, but she wakes up to me going, hey, oh, come on, you, are you right? Yeah.
You should set that as our alarm.
Yeah, come on, you. Are you right? Yeah.
Get up.
Just on loop.
Get up.
She got up in about 2 seconds.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've woke her up like loads of times doing that, like saying different shit. It's always threatening. I'm always threatening someone in my sleep.
Aggressive.
What are you saying? Yeah, I'll jump through your window at 4 a.m. or will you? And he's just like looking at me like I'm possessed.
I think it's weird how clear. It's not like you're asleep mumbling around.
No, it's
how
like clear. Dead. It's proper clear conversation. Like some quotes in the sleep, I tell you.
She should film it. That should be fucking captured, man.
Like just stuff like, are you for real? Ah, would you stop? All that now. And like, I can't even remember having a dream.
It's because you're so peaceful in your daytime.
I let it all out in my sleep.
That's what happens. Yeah, it's your therapy.
What you do that for? Jeez. You stupid cunt.
How do you not wake yourself up?
Don't know. Why do you keep buying jars of coffee?
Oh, did I say that?
Imagine waking us. Yeah, I'm yet to do that. I'm going to download that sleep tracker.
That records you. It records your voice.
I'm kind of afraid to see what it is. It's kind of frightening.
It's creepy.
That you don't have control over your fucking, what you're saying in your sleep. Could say anything. Could say something that fucking crucify me. You know?
Imagine getting cancelled in your sleep.
Oh, God.
You'll be fucking fucked. Like, I didn't pay for the breakfast. I didn't pay for the. I robbed my own bike on stage there.
It was a setup. It was a fucking setup.
Letting out all your secrets.
There was no flat tire.
I got the tram.
The tram.
It was me.
Return ticket.
Oh, stop. I broke the Hoover in the gaff.
Jesus. How'd you do that?
It's a wireless Hoover, like,
yeah, cordless.
Cordless, I mean, it's but like a charger, obviously. And
Dyson,
no, a Shark.
Oh, I know it. I know the one you
have. They're nice ones. I got it quite cheap a couple of years ago, actually. Very good.
That's why it broke.
A brief pause here. It is incredible how much the two of you know about Hoovers.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I tell you a lot about Hoovers actually.
Anytime it comes up, you both know all the Henrys and models and all the
Henrys. I like that when I said Henrys, it's a Shark, he went, oh yeah, yeah, I know that one. We love a good Hoover.
You really do.
Do you like the Hoover, do you?
You know what my Hoover is? Samsung. What are they doing in the fucking Hoover market?
I have a Henry.
Do you?
Did you? We talked about Henry.
Find that weird too, do you?
Yeah, I do find it weird because we talked about Henry the Hoover for like a half an hour and you never mentioned that you owned one, did you?
My kid has a little mini Henry too.
Fuck, you're lying now.
I'm not lying.
Why didn't you mention that when we were talking about it like 2 weeks ago?
Just didn't feel like it was appropriate.
You didn't feel like it was appropriate?
You didn't think you'd turn around and just say, I have one of them.
I didn't need to.
We were literally talking about Henry Hoovers.
Yeah, Henry and... you know, you take the Henry out and the kid gets the little Henry out and follows you around. The kid. My daughter. She doesn't do it anymore, really.
The child.
And the little Henry is a Hoover?
No.
Or is it doesn't just like work. A toy?
It's got the plug cable, it's got everything, little attachments and all, but it's a toy. It doesn't actually clean your house.
That's kind of cool. That's a cool toy.
It's a very detailed toy.
I snapped the spring on my one anyway.
Oh, great, yeah.
So I had to break the news to Amy this morning and she just like texted back saying... The Hoover.
You broke the fucking Hoover.
I could hear it. I could hear the message.
The Hoover.
She'll be saying that in her sleep now.
Yeah. I'll probably end up admitting in my sleep that it wasn't an accident.
It wasn't an accident?
It was a bit my fault, like, and I told her that it wasn't.
Well, what did you do?
I just said I opened it and... See, I can talk about this because she doesn't listen to this podcast and never will. So
spill the tea.
Yeah, I just kind of opened it with a bit too much force because I was annoyed.
That because it wouldn't open.
It wouldn't open, yeah.
What a vicious cycle.
I feel like just going back to the dustpan and brush.
It's better.
No, I'd fucking be bollocks after that.
Oh, no.
And you have a Hoover that hoovers itself around the gaff.
I do.
How many Hoovers have you got? Many fucking Hoovers has he got in his gaff?
Three Hoovers.
Why?
How big is your home?
It's not even, like, the Dyson one was crap.
You got the dice one is like a grand.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crap. I didn't have an iron. So do you ever have to use a hair straightener as an iron?
Never even thought of doing that. I used a Hoover today to do it on a pro. No, I used a hairdryer before.
To what?
Like on hot, just to like do that over the short and it irons it out like.
Does it?
Gets rid of the creases.
Do you Hoover your clothes?
I don't hoover me clothes.
No, no. Nobody hoovers their clothes.
Hoovers the clothes, Aaron. You can't be going around hoovering your clothes.
Are you for real, like? It's only a bit of shellfish, you fucking dope, you. Fucking, what a load of shite, man.
Foam fingers. Was someone talking about foam fingers before?
Me.
You.
And you didn't like the idea?
Never caught on.
I didn't. I said a friend of mine had this idea, and you said it was, well, maybe that was the market you didn't think was right for it, but...
Because it was for concerts.
Yeah.
But football matches.
Yeah.
Football matches.
Well, the original idea was for GAA games. Because red works for a few counties, green works for a few, that kind of thing. Maybe foam fingers.
I like it. Headphones, maybe.
Yeah.
Like Shelbourne headphones.
But they're Beats. And they're the price of Beats, but they have like shells on them.
Where are you getting your margin on nothing?
Pegs. Well, dust caps. Shelbourne dust caps for your bike.
When you buy a shell, they're good. I'd love that.
Pegs wasn't bad.
Pegs?
Like clothes pegs.
Clothes pegs, yeah.
When
yeah,
everyone out. Pegs for your bike.
Yes, yeah.
Shelbourne fucking bike.
Yeah.
At that. Fully kitted out. All hit the bits.
With little like reflectors like Damien Duff's face.
No, no. No.
I think that would sell.
Chewing gum. Shelbourne chewing gum. That has like a tattoo inside it. That you could put a Shelbourne.
Oh, nice.
Can you imagine the low quality of chewing gum you will get if you were the like unbranded chewing
chalk.
Gum.
Vanilla flavoured chewing gum. Like chalk.
Just plain. Yeah. Like no flavour. Just
vapes.
Chewy.
Branded vapes. People love a vape.
Would look for a football club, is it?
Fuck it. They're everywhere.
Balloons.
Shell's crest on it.
That's a good one.
What about when you're buying a season ticket? Do you just get a season ticket or do you get like a little package with it?
Like just a season ticket, yeah.
I think you could set up like a nice welcoming package for renewing or buying a new season ticket where you get like a few like a flask.
Yeah.
And a key ring and hand towel.
Yeah.
Laser.
Water bottle.
Laser pen again, yeah.
A flask or something like that. All that.
Spice bag.
In a nice like black box with a like gold crested writing.
Darren's been receiving a lot of PR. Yeah. Drops.
not like that.
Crisps. Speaking of
shell,
but
like the bearing the big blue house crisps.
Yeah.
That flavour.
Yeah.
But with a shell's crest on it.
And the crisps are the crest. Or different players' faces.
And he could be in the shape of Damien Duff's fingers. And he called them Damo's fingers, smoky bacon flavour. What do you think?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
That could work.
Damo's fingers.
That'd convince me to buy
smoky bacon.
Buy a season pass for that. What about like seashells? Like mussels. But like with like a hot brand that says Shelbourne on it. And it's like seashell born. Seashells born. You like that?
Well, yeah.
You get loads of food items that are in the shape of Damien Duff's fingers.
Like the spaghetti hoops.
Yeah, and it's just Damien Duff's fingers.
What the fuck? Why is it Damien Duff's fingers?
The toes would be disgusting. Like fingers are more on show, aren't they?
Is it one finger per...
All his fingers like put together like that. Like the meanies.
So it's a whole hand. Like...
But not all... Like, shells aren't getting the royalties to all this.
You're going to pay Mr. Duff image rights for his hand.
Smoky bacon flavour.
What if you don't like smoky bacon?
Only smoky bacon.
No salt and vinegar? No,
only smoky bacon. Because they like to burn the big blue house crisps, you fool you. Don't be asked for other flavours.
They burn the big blue house crisps.
They were fucking lovely, they were.
They were tops.
Then Barney copied off.
The same as Wheelies, weren't they?
More smoky bacony.
More smoky, more bacon.
More smoky, more bacony. But these ones, it'd be more... They'd be smoky, smoky bacon.
I had Wheelies in the last couple of months for the first time in a long time. It was very watered down wheelies.
Yeah, they're not
thinner.
Yeah,
less flavour in them.
More puffed out kind of.
More airy.
Airy, yeah. Feel like it. All the crisps are like that these days.
Those chewing them, it just disappears in your mouth.
Dissolves.
They're all like that these days. Unfortunately, like
communion wafers. There's an idea. Packing a communion wafers.
Well, you could do that for the merch.
Packing a communion wafers. Shelbourne branded communion wafers. Peace be with you.
I think a packet of communion wafers crisps is a good thing as well. Just like
just in general,
little altar boy on the front of it praying. KP in the corner. Smoky bacon flavour as well.
You have to bless yourself after every one.
Yeah.
Say 10 Hail Marys. The Church of Damo.
Gloves. Hats, scarves.
Well, they're done.
What's the stuff that hasn't been done?
Yeah, I mean, there's already, someone has the market for the other stuff, so. Nobody has crisps, so.
Did he not?
Shelburne crisps in the shape of Damien Duff's hand, no.
What about energy drinks? Football like clubs Prime. Have to own, like Prime, like they should have to own, there should be a Manchester United energy drink.
There's another, yeah.
I'd say that was a thing before.
It feels like it should be.
That must have been a thing, yeah.
That had to have been.
Like a branded Red Bull or something at some stage.
Like Krusty Cola. Used to get Krusty Cola back in the day. In the Stop and Shop.
Did you?
Whopper.
Your knowledge of Hoovers is only matched by your knowledge of sweets that have not existed in the last 20 years.
Krusty Cola.
There you go. If you were on Mastermind.
And all them questions came up.
Hoovers and discontinued sweets of the 90s. That would be your topic.
Brilliant. I wouldn't get them on the spot though.
You should bring them all back. How's the Mars Delights going?
That's never happening. Thanks there. Thanks a million for that, Roy. For what you're saying. For listening.
Nice.
Because someone there said, what's he thanking us for?
Yeah, what did I do?
Then I told them straight away, so now they know.
Yeah, just listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast and continuing to and telling friends about it. Spreading the good word.
Did you tell your mate? Have you told your mate?
Told you to tell your fucking cousin, didn't we?
All your relations, yeah.
Do it now. Do it.
You up Damien Duff's fingers.
Talk to us.
See you later.